شهادة عليها نحيا وعليها نموت وبها نلقى الله يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم. وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ثم أما بعد، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. اللهم اجعلنا من المتقين، ثبتنا على دينك يا رب العالمين، وارض عنا وعن والدينا أجمعين. My dear respected brothers and sisters, every one of us thinks about the future. We go to school for the future. We work for the future. We get married for the future. And so on and so. And the real future, brothers and sisters, is the time when we stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yawm al-qiyamah, and it will be called for someone either to go to the Jannah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to write us amongst the people of Jannah, or wal-iyadu billah, to go to somewhere else, which is the Jahannam, and we ask Allah to save us all. Brothers and sisters, in this dunya we love people, and it's natural in the heart and the mind of everyone to have this kind of, you know, emotional, to love someone else. Imagine yourself after the good relationship with your family, with your parents, with your spouse, with your children, friends. A day will come and you will run away from those beloved ones. فَإِذَا جَاءَتِ الصَّاخَّةِ يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ. When the day of judgment comes, that day someone will run away from his own brother, from his spouse, from his son, from his mother, and from his father. Ya Allah, make it easy for all of us. Aisha radiallahu anha, she knew how much love she has in the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once, there are different narrations about this hadith, and one of them that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam slept next to Aisha and she started crying. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam woke up and told her, Aisha, why you're crying? She said, Ya Rasulullah, I remember the day of judgment. تَذَكَّرْتُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Are you going to remember your beloved ones? أَتَذْكُرُونَ أَهْلِيكُمْ أَيَذْكُرُ الْحَبِيبُ حَبِيبَةِ. And she knows that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم loves her so much. And Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم told her, Aisha, in three situations, three times, three places, no one will think about someone else. Means everyone will think only about him or herself. And these situations, brothers and sisters, after them, either to be successful and to go to Jannah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the chance to go to Jannah without of punishment of the hellfire. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, first one, عند الميزان. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the mizan, the scale, and the deeds will be put right or left. The good deeds in one side and the bad deeds in the other side. It's not an easy moment, brothers and sisters, because at that moment, every one of us every human beings and jinn will start remembering and looking at his or her good deeds or bad deeds. Every single thing will be put there. فَأَمَّا مَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ. Those who worked hard in this dunya and they had full of sincerity. Because brothers and sisters, we don't know what kind of thing we will do in this dunya which will make our good deeds heavier. You don't know. Maybe it's $1 you put it as a gift or as a sadaqah and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept it from you. Maybe it's a smile to someone and this smiling will, you know, open his heart to be, you know, good person in this dunya. Maybe it's, you know, something you did to your parents and they're happy about what you did and they will make dua for you and this dua will raise you inshallah ta'ala in Jannah. There are many sources of the good deeds. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam told us that every single deed, if it's good, it will be counted as a 10 hasanat to 700 hasanah, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said in the hadith. So brothers and sisters, we have the chance to have more hasanat. But we have to cover them with the sincerity. We have to try our best before we do anything to think about how we should be sincere. Because brothers and sisters, if we do something good just for people to say this person is doing good and whatever is that thing, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as the Imam last week mentioned, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us about the three kind of people who used to do a lot of good things in this dunya, but just for the sake of people, not for the sake of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not accept any of them. So when our deeds put in the mizan, everyone will stop and think only about himself. You will not care or think about your wife, your children, your friends, your parents, anyone around you. And when the good news comes, after you will receive your book. And this is the second situation, as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith. So the first one, al-mizan, the scales. And the second thing, as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, عند تطاير الصحف. When everyone is waiting to get his book, either to take his book by the right hand or by the left hand. If it's the right hand, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in Quran, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ. Before you take your book, you will be, you know, waiting and you will not think about something else. When you receive the book, inshallah ta'ala, all of us will receive our books by our right hands, inshallah. When we receive the books, someone will start saying, ha umuqara'u kitabiyah. Now you will talk to people around you. Take my book. See what I did in this dunya. I did a lot of good things. I was sincere in my work, in my deeds. I was going to the masjid and seeking the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Between time and time, I used to stand in the darkness, in the night time, and do some raka'at for the sake of Allah. أَمَّنْ هُوَ قَانِتٌ آنَاءَ اللَّيْلِ سَاجِدًا وَقَائِمًا يَحْذَرُ الْآخِرَةَ وَيَرْجُو رَحْمَةَ رَبِّهِ قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ إِنَّمَا يَتَذَكَّرُ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about this ayah, about those who spent some of their nights standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala making sujood and ruku', Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described their situation, as Allah said in the Quran, they afraid from the akhirah and they seek the forgiveness of their Lord. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us all. So brothers and sisters, the one who gets his book by his right hand will be so happy. And he will start talking to people, explain to them what I did in this dunya was great and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted it. We cannot say this right now. But يوم القيامة we will say it inshallah ta'ala. So brothers and sisters, since we have the chance to work on our intentions and our sincerity, we have to try our best. Before you do anything, just remember that I should do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah accept from all of us. وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِشِمَالِهِ فَيَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُوْتَ كِتَابِيَهِ وَلَمْ أَدْرِ مَا حِسَابِيَهِ. And the one who will get his book by his left hand will say, I wish that I did not even see my book. I wish that I did not become alive. I did not live in this dunya. But it will not be helpful, because your wealth, your money, your children, your position, your relationship, everything related to the dunya will not be helpful. Even if you try to give whatever, you cannot help yourself at that moment. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about those who did not work right in this dunya. They will try in Surah Al-Ma'arij. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described that at that moment someone will try to save himself by giving away his children, his wife, his family, his tribe, and everything in the dunya. But it's too late. So alhamdulillah that we have the chance to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, give us the best in the dunya and the akhirah, ya arhamar rahimin. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. So Aisha رضي الله عنها, when she asked Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he told her first, when the time of Mizan comes, no one will think about someone else. The second, when the books goes to the right hand or the left hand. And the third, when we are on the Sirat, going from the top of the hellfire, either to be saved and to go to Jannah, ya Allah save us all, or wal'iyadu billah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbid us to be from the people of hellfire, or to be dropped down into the hellfire, wal'iyadu billah. So that moment, no one will think about something else. And there is a good hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us about it. بشر المشائين في الظلم بالنور التام يوم القيامة. Those who have the habit of going to pray Salat al-Layl in the masjid, either Salat al-Isha or in the darkness when we go to pray Salat al-Fajr, may Allah accept from all of us. So that's a sign of Iman. And if you do it with full of sincerity, insha'Allah ta'ala, Allah will complete for you your light yawm al-qiyamah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about this bishara and this good news and glad tiding. يَوْمَ تَرَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَسْعَى نُورُهُمْ بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَبِأَيْمَانِهِمْ بُشْرَاكُمُ الْيَوْمَ جَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. So the believer, the person who used to do the good things in this dunya, will be covered and surrounded with the light, and this light will lead him insha'Allah ta'ala and guide him to be from the people of Jannah. And there, can you imagine yourself, brothers and sisters, going to the Jannah? Just close your eyes and enter the Jannah by your imagination and think that you will see Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala rasulillah. And you will see Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam and other prophets and messengers. You will see Musa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you will see the righteous people like Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman and Ali. What kind of gift we will get insha'Allah ta'ala. And brothers and sisters, we have the wish insha'Allah ta'ala to go there and to be with those people bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. ومن يطع الله والرسول فأولئك مع الذين أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا. If you obey Allah and His Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم with full of sincerity, you will have the chance to be with Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم in Jannah. Didn't Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم tell us about the person who sponsored an orphan that he will be with Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم in Jannah like this? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us about those who have good akhlaq that they will be closer to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna aqrabakum minni majlisan yawm al-qiyamati ahasinukum akhlaqa. So we have to combine our ibadah with our akhlaq. And if we do this, inshaAllah ta'ala, the akhlaq will be very heavy in our scales yawm al-qiyamah. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us in the hadith, that's one of the heaviest thing will be put in the side of the hasanat is the good akhlaq. Beside your salah, your siyam, your tasbih, your dhikr, your akhlaq. And if you come for salah, and this salah is not affecting your life to be good and to have better akhlaq, try to rethink about your salah and try to fix it. And your siyam and your recitation of Quran and any other thing related to ibadah, because they are connected to each other. And if you cover your ibadah with the good akhlaq, insha'Allah ta'ala, that will make us to get the chance to be closer to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you know, you remember the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kalimatani khafifatani ala al-lisan, thaqilatani fil mizan, habibatani ila al-rahman, Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, Subhanallahi al-Azim. There are two light words, and they're heavy in the scales. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves them. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, Subhanallahi al-Azim. Inshallah ta'ala, when we go back to work, in your way, try to say it as much as you can. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, Subhanallahi al-Azim. And think about two things. First, that Allah loves these words. Second, that these words will be put in your scale, inshaAllah ta'ala, and you don't know how much helpful they will be yawm al-qiyamah. So, لا تحتقرن أو لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا. Don't think that any small thing will not be helpful yawm al-qiyamah. So, brothers and sisters, as we said at the beginning, there are people, we love them so much, but there is a moment yawm al-qiyamah, we will not think about them at all. Because every one of us will think only about him or herself. But after that, the righteous people will be gathered with their beloved ones in Jannah bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in Quran, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَاتَّبَعَتْهُمْ ذُرِّيَّتُهُمْ بِإِيمَانٍ أَلْحَقْنَا بِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَمَا أَلَتْنَاهُمْ مِنْ عَمَلِهِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ كُلُّ امْرِئٍ بِمَا كَسَبَ رَهِينٌ. Those righteous people who believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and their followers from their families will be gathered all together yawm al-qiyamah. We ask Allah to gather us all with our families in Jannah. قُلْتُ مَا سَمِعْتُمْ أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ إِنَّهُ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ثم ما بعد، روى أنس بن مالك عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: كنا عند رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فضحك رسول الله. أنس رضي الله عنه said once we were with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam start laughing. And we ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, do you know why I am laughing? He said, I'm laughing because a day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, one of the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will start talking to Allah directly, saying, Ya Allah, you promised that everyone will get his complete right. And Allah will say, Bala, I did promise that everyone will get his right. فَيَقُولُ فَإِنِّي لَا أُجِيزُ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِي إِلَّا شَاهِدًا مِنِّي. And he will say, I will not accept any witness except from myself. Then Allah will say, فَيَقُولُ اللَّهُ كَفَى بِنَفْسِكَ الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكَ شَهِيدًا. yourself will be witness against you or for you. Then Allah will close and stop this person's mouth, and his body will start talking. His hands, his skin, his legs, his eyes, Ya Allah, his nose. اليوم نختم على أفواههم وتكلمنا أيديهم وتشهد أرجلهم بما كانوا يكسبون. Today Allah will close their mouths and their hands, their legs, everything they used to do anything in the dunya with it, it will come as a witness يوم القيامة. Then this person, when he find out that it's too late, he will say, بُعْدًا لَكُنَّ وَسُحْقًا. Go to the hell. I was trying to protect you from the hellfire, but there is no chance to do that. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was laughing about this person who wants to be smart يوم القيامة in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thinking that he is in a court of the dunya. But subhanallah al-azim, I remember one story, ikhwani, about someone, I don't know if I said it before or not, but it's good to be connected to what we're talking about right now. A young brother who had the chance to do the haram wal-iyadu billah. We ask Allah to protect us all. And he said, it was my first time to be in a situation like this. The door was closed, and a beautiful woman from, you know, those ladies who have connection to the haram. And he said, when it was the time to do the haram, it came to my mind the remembrance of the akhirah. And I said to myself, no way. I cannot put my desire in haram. I have to stop right now. Then he told her, I cannot do anything. She said, no way, you're the one who called me to be in this place. He said, it came to my mind an idea to tell her something. And he said, I have the AIDS, and I don't want you to be affected with this sickness. And she said, don't worry. And he does not have this sickness, but he wanted to make her afraid, you know, to do the haram. She said, don't worry, I have it for 3 years. And he said, I felt that a new life came to me, because a moment of haram could destroy the future of someone in the dunya and the akhirah. And as I said at the beginning, everyone is trying to have a good future. That's why we go to the schools. That's why we go to work. That's why we get married. That's why we have children. That's why we have relationship and connections. But the real future, brothers and sisters, to be from those who will be announced, go to the Jannah. فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازْ. The person who will be saved from the hellfire and go to the Jannah, he will be the winner, insha'Allah ta'ala. And there, as I said, you will meet with the righteous people, and on the top of that, we will get the chance, insha'Allah ta'ala, to get the satisfaction of Allah and to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly. Ya ahl al-jannah, hal raditum? O people of Jannah, are you happy? Kayfa la narda? Yes, Ya Allah, we're happy. You saved us from the fire and you put us in Jannah. Yes, we are happy. Then Allah will say to the people of Jannah, Ya ahl al-jannah, al-yawma arda alaykum. Today you will be happy forever. And I will not be angry on you forever. And Allah will give the chance for the people of Jannah to see him directly. The one who created the light, the one who created the heavens and the earth, the one who brings the lights of guidance to everybody and everything in this dunya. الَّذِي قَدَّرَ فَهَدَى. We will get the chance to see him directly, insha'Allah ta'ala. فَمَا أُوتِيَ أَهْلُ الْجَنَّةِ شَيْءٍ. The people of Jannah will not get anything better than looking at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Jannah. اللهم اكتب لنا رضاك يا رب العالمين. يا الله, give us the chance يوم القيامة to see you directly. يا الله, save us all from the hellfire. يا الله سبحانه وتعالى, write us to be from the people of Jannah. يا الله, gather us all with our families in Jannah with Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. يا رب, don't punish our bodies with the hellfire. يا الله, آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. ارحمنا يا مولانا إنك أنت الرحمن الرحيم. واغفر لنا ولوالدين أجمعين. ربنا أوزعنا أن نشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علينا وعلى والدينا, وأن نعمل صالحا ترضاه, وأصلح لنا في ذرياتنا, إنا تبنا إليك وإنا من المسلمين. اللهم أحينا على لا إله إلا الله, وأمتنا عليها يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم ارحمنا وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين أجمعين. لا تدع لنا في هذا المقام ذنبا إلا غفرته, ولا همّا إلا فرجته, ولا دينا إلا قضيته, ولا عسيرا إلا يسرته, ولا مريضا إلا شفيته, ولا ميتا مسلما إلا رحمته. ارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين أجمعين, وثبتنا على لا إله إلا الله حتى نلقاك وأنت راض عنا. صلى الله وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. واقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر, الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله, أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة, حي على الفلاح, قد قامت الصلاة, قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر, الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله,
لا إله إلا الله. شريك استووا, تراصوا, ثم الصف الأول في الأول. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين, الرحمن الرحيم, مالك يوم الدين, إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. فأما من أوتي كتابه بيمينه فيقول هاؤم اقرءوا كتابيه, إني ظننت أني ملاق حسابيه, فهو في عيشة راضية في جنة عالية, قطوفها دانية, كلوا واشربوا هنيئا بما أسلفتم في الأيام الخالية. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين, الرحمن الرحيم, مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. وأما من أوتي كتابه بشماله فيقول يا ليتني لم أوت كتابيه ولم أدر ما حسابيه يا ليتها كانت القاضية ما أغنى عني ماليه هلك عني سلطانيه خذوه فغلوه ثم الجحيم صلوه ثم في سلسلة ذرعها 70 ذراعا فاسلكوه إنه كان لا يؤمن بالله العظيم ولا يحض على طعام المسكين فليس له اليوم هاهنا حميم ولا طعام إلا من غسلين لا يأكله إلا الخاطئون. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله استغفر الله.